Hope you're ready for the Reds and Diamondbacks on Saturday, because Billy Hamilton was getting on base and the Reds offense got off to a fast start.
That'll shoot the gap in right center. Hamilton can walk home. Kozar on his way to third. The relay, not nearly in time. It's a triple for Kozar, and the Reds lead 1-0. Here comes the great Joey Votto.
Ooh,
high drive, deep left field, going back to Scalzo, out of room. Joey Votto, his National League leading 26th. It's a 3-0 lead for the Reds. Three men have batted against Taijuan Walker, and all three have scored. Here's Billy Hamilton. Into left field, that'll get down. Here comes Barnhart. The throw from Descalso is cut off. It's an RBI single for Hamilton. 4-0 Cincinnati. Here's Scooter Gennett. Got on top of that one. Oh, my. Just tomahawks it into the right field seats. Scooter, how do you do? It's a 5-0 lead.
Are you kidding me? That ball had to be chest high almost, and he absolutely got on top of it.
A new career high, his 15th homer.
Six scoreless so far for Luis Castillo. Swing and a miss, and he strikes out Owings. Struck him out. 8th strikeout of the ball game for the Reds right-hander.
The Reds come up with a 7-0 shutout of Arizona on Saturday night at Chase Field. Here's Reds manager Brian Price.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for more than that. I mean, that was just a great performance. Gave us, you know, we grabbed the lead in the top of the first, and he didn't give anything back, you know. And they made him work. They got, you know, those first few innings, they made him throw a few pitches, and then he was able to settle in, and we continued to extend the lead. And he had a nice mix. I mean, really did. Was able to bring in the changeup and breaking ball, but threw the fastball with confidence. And he just sat there at 97 to 100, you know, throwing fastball strikes and blending in the others when needed. I was very impressed at his composure and his presence.
Did he throw more changeups and sliders this time than he did maybe in the other three starts?
I'd have to take a look. It seemed to me like he had a fairly good mix, but there's other times, especially, sorry about that. The other moments where it just looked like when he just would go grab that fastball and get after it with the heater. But when looking at some of his charts earlier, I would say he was more fastball dominant than he was today. And I would imagine the numbers would support.
Most of the strikeouts were on the fastball. There was a few on the changeup.
Yeah, it's just he's got, when you can create a separation like that of 8 or 10 miles an hour, 12 to 13 miles an hour with the breaking pitch, and you throw them all for strikes, and he threw enough, I think, fastballs inside to where the hitter had to react to the breaking ball somewhat and respect the velocity inside, and then to be able to suck 10 miles an hour off of a changeup. When you got to get geared to get the barrel to 98 miles an hour, is a pretty nice compliment pitch.
And obviously, you guys knew in spring training the natural talent he had. Is it surprising at all just how quickly he seems to have found his footing up here, I guess?
Yeah, that's the thing we didn't know. We didn't know about his presence, his maturity, his willingness to throw the ball over the plate, his ability to throw the ball over the plate. The numbers suggested that he was a strike thrower, but, you know, that doesn't always translate here. But more than anything, it's just he exudes a confidence out there. And I'll tell you this, from everything that I pick up every time I go out to the mound when he's out there, those infielders love playing behind this guy. They love seeing him get after it, pound the zone. He's confident. He trusts his stuff. And our team loves playing behind him. And that's a testament to a very young and inexperienced big league pitcher.
Luis Castillo gets his first major league win, throwing 6 2/3 innings, giving up just 3 hits, no runs, a walk, and striking out 8, and describes the experience.
You know, that helped me a lot. You know, that mixed change and slider with the fastball that I have today. I was just like focused 100% to, you know, get on top of the hitter, get ahead of the count today with my fastball, and my secondary stuff was really good. I had really good feel for my changeup today, and it worked out really good for me tonight.
On Sunday, Homer Bailey takes the mound in the series finale for the Reds.